Welcome back. You're listening to Nigeria's number one for Talk 99.3 Nigeria Info with a sweet, sweet, sweet feeling this morning. I'll bid you welcome to another episode of radio that like you've never known. Radio that heals, radio that cares, radio that loves, radio that inspires, radio that is done by us. It's all the best in the game, if not the best, I'm telling you. It's radio that brings happiness.
That's right, that's right. I'm loving the energy I'm feeling from you this morning. Yes, it's like you woke up on the bright side.
There's something happened yesterday. It changed the entire being called Collins.
Wow.
And, you know, every point in time in a man's life or a person's life, you should identify turning points, all right? Identify when something new happens to you. Now, it's not necessarily a physical thing. Sometimes it could be a spiritual change.
Mm.
It could be something that heals you from inside.
That's right.
I think I'm the person of healing, but I think I experienced the major part of the healing yesterday.
I'm happy for
and,
you.
And I want to say thanks to the people around me and thanks to you specifically, Andrea, for all you do. Sometimes I just want to come on the radio and talk about all the things you do for me, to me, with me.
With me.
Yeah.
That feels exciting. I love it.
I just know. Thank you. Thank you. That's the best all I can say. How are you? How do you feel?
I'm fine. I'm excited. I'm happy because you're happy.
Aww.
I'm enjoying the vibe I'm getting from you.
Okay.
Yeah. And it's beautiful. I'm happy because you're happy, actually.
I know people will be quick to say, the people are staying in the house. How come you don't? See, this is much more. And the other people get to understand that at every, you know, at every point in our lives, we have different kinds of relationships.
That's right.
You know, but one thing is setting. We are us.
You are us.
Wherever we go.
I like that you said at different points in time, we are different. We have different relationships to ourselves.
Yes, absolutely.
At home, we know that we are husband and wife.
Yeah.
At work, we know we are colleagues.
Uh-huh. And you blend of us, my wife.
And a blend of us. All right, great. But I actually do. I'm happy for you, seriously.
I'm happier
I'm
for you.
I'm really, really happy for you. So how are you, Lagos? What's going on?
Uh-huh.
I hope that you're excited as well. I hope that you are also feeling the weather. Oh, my goodness. It's such a beautiful weather outside. Is that weather you just want to stay home, tuck yourself in your bed, you know, have your socks on, have a hot chocolate beside you?
Hot chocolate could mean many things, you know.
The kind of hot chocolates that you can drink.
Look, I know some people say we're up for two already.
Of course it is weather for two.
Okay.
It's just unfortunate that we're here watching, you know, we're just here.
We have to do it. You don't wish that way.
We had to work, but, you know, I would have wished and loved that we're home and, you know, just tucked in the bed and cuddling and having a swell time. But hey, we have to work.
That's right. That's right.
welcome, Lagos. This is What's Up Lagos with the Techers.
That's right.
My name is Andrea Oduobi Teke.
And I'm Collins. Kulu Pepe. Teke.
It's your middle name, Kulu Pepe. I don't understand. Why did you have to put that in?
I'm feeling the vibe of this highway.
Yeah, I mean, this is today's Wednesday.
Yep.
And usually on Wednesday, we bring to you Techie Talk. We have conversations around the world of technology.
Uh-huh.
And today is no exception. We'll be bringing you a very interesting conversation. I really do love this conversation because something that the whole world is benefiting from.
Mm-hmm.
You cannot tell me you're not benefiting from this particular technology.
Mm-hmm.
We are all benefiting from it. Although everything they say that has an advantage will definitely have a disadvantage as well. So
right.
I do, although, I mean, I think a large part of it, we are enjoying it.
Absolutely.
So we'll bring you in just a moment to tell you what we'll be talking to you or what conversation we'll be having today on Techie Talk. But first, we want to know how you are feeling this morning. We want to know what's happening around you. If you are around the fire outbreak.
Yes.
That went around.
It happened when you heard in the news just a while ago. That's a fire outbreak at Okobaba. Yes,
okay.
Okobaba.
So if you were around that axis
and
you saw what happened, maybe you're an eyewitness, you want to share with us what exactly went down on that particular day. You also want to tell us what's going on around you, the weather, how you're feeling. Please do let us know this morning. All right? To call us up 0700 993 993 993.
That's right.
And if you're a woman, do call us 01465-7190. Excuse me.
That's okay.
Collins wants us to share one experience, and I want him to share the experience on radio.
Yes, I will. I will like a willow.
You know how you want to one test some things.
Okay.
You want to go feel,
the experience.
I want you to share. Let Lagos hear your experience this morning and laugh at you.
So Lagos, I just start one day. Something just came to my mind. Say, Collins, you have been eating African food, you've been eating Nigerian food. Even when I'm not in the country, I choose what I eat. I don't go to simple things I understand, like rice. I know rice is rice everywhere. Stew and all that. I'll ask, what's this meat? I always ask that question because I don't eat beef or meat that I don't eat.
Yeah, meat you don't eat.
I don't eat. You know, I don't even like beef anyway. So, but not much. So I just woke up and I said, VI, it is. I've been in VI how long now? VI is my lungu. So, I mean, how come I have not? They say there's Chinese restaurant here, there's Indian restaurant here. How come I haven't?
I'm loving where the conversation is going.
How come I haven't tasted any of these meals? What if I find myself in India, in China? At least I should have a feel of what it is, So I walked into an Indian restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, first of all, my heart is keep... what am I going to eat here?
Oh, goodness.
So I spent like 2 hours... No, no, 2 hours in the restaurant. And let me tell you, most of the time, I checked the menu. First of all, when I walked in, bam, the person that attended to me came with, with a dish, a bowl, a server with three different
bowls.
One was onions, Lagos onions, just onions. All right, not sliced onions, so round on, but clean, just right. Okay. It came with fork and knife, and then there was something like a sauce, normal tomato sauce. Okay. And then there was something green, green liquid in. Don't ask me what it
is.
No, please. Because even they told me the name there, I didn't remember. I didn't write it down because I knew that I wasn't going back to have that.
Okay.
But I didn't order for it, so they wanted me to taste, what it felt like.
All right.
The first question, how do I eat this? Because I wasn't shy. I asked the question. I mean, I came here for an experience.
Yeah.
How do I eat this? And they told me, all I need to do is slice the onions and dip it. I can dip it in any of the sauces, whether the green sauce. When I say green, it's not vegetable green. No.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine an avocado blended.
Yeah.
But it wasn't avocado. I don't know what it was, but it has this sour taste.
Okay.
It wasn't bad, but seeing green and eating green, that is not vegetable for an African like me. It's a big deal.
Okay.
But my I was not saying, in Africa, we have soup. We have the food, you understand? If there's food, there's vegetable. You can't dish two soup. You can't give me pepper soup and vegetable to eat.
Uh-huh.
So, I was looking for which one is the soup and which of them is...
This one.
So, it turned out the onions is supposed to be like the...
The main dish.
And it's to eat with the soup.
Okay.
I said, I haven't tried it before. Let me see what onions and sauce... Onions and sauce!
I can't believe you.
Let me see what onions and sauce taste like. Mister, I carry knife and fork. I slice onions. Raw onions, raw. Okay. Be laughing. You think it's funny? Okay.
Okay.
So, I slice the onions.
Mm-hmm.
At this time, I checked the menu back and forth, trying to see what something that looks like what I can eat and conveniently.
Yeah.
So I didn't want to go give me the Indian, but I'll get to that. I sliced the onions and then I took a fork and then I dipped
it
into the sauce.
Mm-hmm.
I tried the sauce first, the tomato sauce that I know.
Mm-hmm.
It was more or less like I was eating just the sauce because onions.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I don't know how they prepared it, but it somehow tasted. It wasn't harsh.
The onion itself?
Yes, it wasn't harsh.
Okay.
So I noticed it was normal onions, but it was different. It wasn't harsh.
Must have been roasted.
I don't know, Sha, but
put in the oven. It must have been.
You know, you are the. You know,
I don't know. I'm just saying. I'm not a chef.
No, but you are the lovely meals you cook. No, from so I tested it. Wasn't bad. Okay, it wasn't harsh. Not okay. Like it was. You know, okay. I just did. I tested with the other sauce. I take mine with the okay. Green sauce. I just took one bite. I left it like that.
But so, was it nice?
Yeah, I think the harshness that was taken out of the onions gave it a different taste
okay.
And a feel.
All right.
And I haven't had onions in that state. So yeah. I felt like, okay.
I don't know if it's a vegetable. Like, yeah, it is. It's very nutritious, actually. Yeah. I know that you don't like raw onions. I know you don't like boiled onions.
Yes.
I know you don't like it when it's also fried.
Yes.
You don't like it when it's in the food.
Yeah. I can eat it raw.
Raw, but you don't eat like it when it's in the food, or when it's boiled.
Boiled, I don't like it.
So when you said you were eating onions, I was like, okay.
Let's go. So that's not all raw. Now, let me quickly wrap this up. And then, now that was a test. Come and welcome to
our restaurant.
So, what do you want?
Okay.
Hey, voila. I can't check. I checked the menu. Checked everywhere. What do I order for?
What a struggle.
I went to the drinks. As I went to the dessert, I saw ice cream. I said, okay, at least I know ice cream. I know ice cream. Ice cream can be ice cream. They now want me. So, there's Indian ice cream. When I heard that, I said, okay, Indian ice cream. What is it about? They told me it's nothing like the normal ice cream. So I ordered for normal ice cream and Indian ice cream, and I also ordered for something that looks like bread and that you eat with soup.
Oh my God.
So they brought everything. I spent 2 hours there.
What did?
But I won't lie to you. It was a fun experience. Okay. A lot of surprises. And then the most surprising one was the Indian ice cream. I don't know if anybody has tasted the Indian, what they call Indian ice cream, and if you liked it as a Nigerian. No, and the reason I went there is because that week I just watched Namaste Wahala. And there were conversations about how the movie, Nigeria and India have a lot of similarities. Mm. I agree. But I don't think he has in food.
When it comes to food.
When it comes to food, no.
I'm also not sure.
And I'm not sure.
I've never tasted an Indian meal or delicacy before.
Mm.
But from your own experience right now.
Do you want to go there?
I now feel like, okay, let's go and even try.
Okay. After the show, we'll
go there. Let's try. Let me see what it will taste like.
Oh, boy.
You know, let me have that feel.
But I won't lie. I was so African there. I was so...
You are African.
You know, I almost wanted to where I missed the ability to point at Pomo.
Please,
put that pomo, the one that has meat.
You can hold my hand.
Well, that's who I am, man. I won't. That's the truth.
We love you for it. We love you like that.
Oh, boy, welcome. Yes, as you said, I've shared it too.
Yeah, and I'm sure that Lagos, they must have been laughing where they are.
Okay.
So it's quite an interesting story.
So have you had a similar experience around Lagos? Would you like to share with us? We don't mind. But most importantly, let us know what's happening in your lungu.
That's right. 0700-993-993-993. And you can also call if you're a woman. 0146-571-90.
That's right. That female-only line. If a man calls that line, we lie to you. All right, let's start. We are live on Facebook. For those who do not know, we are live on Facebook. You can join us. Nigeria Info FM. Mm-hmm. No, Nigeria Info 99.3.
That's right.
Nigeria, because there are a lot of fake accounts all around. Everybody wants to be Nigeria Info.
Mm-hmm.
So Nigeria Info 99.3 on Facebook and on YouTube. We're streaming live. You can drop your comments there.
Okay.
And view her beautiful face.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
And her beautiful self. Stand up, baby, please.
I don't understand.
Please stand up.
Why are you doing this to me?
Please stand
we
up.
We have people who are on the line.
Oh, baby, please stand up now.
Please now. Let's pick the call first.
Show them. What's up, Lagos?
What's up?
Chest alive.
Welcome.
Good morning, Carlins and Andre.
Yeah.
Amaka from Osaka. Carlins, I love the way you admire your wife. That's good. That's good. You're making point, Charles. For Charles. Not Charles.
First of all,
I want to say a very big thank you to Andre. I got my lap yesterday. I tried
that
and tried
to you.
Calling, but I had to just send a screenshot and message.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah. Sorry?
Thank you.
Okay.
You're welcome.
Yeah, so for the Indian, whatever. Honestly, if I went out there, I'm not even tired. I don't hug my bag and be enjoying the air because I'm not tired. I can't come and go and sit down hours in the restroom. Yeah. It's not possible. So,
okay.
Apart from that, nothing else. My area is cool. I go.
Okay. Wow.
Everything just the same, you know, I'm enjoying the weather.
Oh, wow. Nice.
Working from home, so.
Wow.
Shout out to you. Now you be cool. Now you enjoy.
It's up in life. Like,
thank you very much.
You're
God
welcome.
Bless you.
God bless you.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Well, she says she would rather just stay there and enjoy the AC.
Yes, sir. Hello.
Hello. Good morning.
Hi. Good
What's
morning.
What's up, Lagos?
Yeah, this is Esther calling from
Ikorodu. Hi, Esther. What's going on? It seems like you're still in bed or something.
Oh yes, I'm working from home today.
Ah, but, nice.
Sorry, I'm talking like that.
You all are enjoying. I want to be like you.
Man.
Okay, I have an experience I want to share about food and all that.
Okay.
I was brought up in the north, and I had a boyfriend back in the university. So my first time in Lagos, I came for a wedding.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, there's this hype about this before Korea or Vigebo and all that.
Yes.
So I was like, I'm going to give it a try. So I took at the wedding. So after some time, I took salad. Oh my goodness. It was a terrible combination when it got into my stomach. And I started manifesting in a very funny way.
Wow.
You know, I didn't tell my parents I was even coming to Lagos.
Mm-hmm.
So it was just like, you can imagine you're sneaking. Thank God that the groom's same brother was a medical doctor. So he was the one who attended to me.
Wow.
So 3 days I was...
In the toilet. Wow, sorry about that.
Wow.
I think something was wrong with the salad or something. You know,
there was something in the meal that wasn't sitting well with your tummy.
Since then I've not tasted that cocoa. You know, my hands are off finally. And all that.
Oh, yeah.
So you,
sorry about that experience.
So you won't go. You won't taste the Indian food.
Oh no, I won't.
Why?
I'm not sure. I'm not going to like it.
Thank you
so much.
Thank you too for sharing.
Wow.
Okay.
So we're going, you want to take the risks?
No.
No, you said we're going after the show. We're going there. The Indian.
We'll go, of course. I would love to taste, yes.
Okay.
I would love to. I'll come back to share my experience. But this time we need to go on a very short break.
Uh-huh.
Or a short break, rather. When we come back, we'll continue the conversation. Also introduce our topic on Techie Talk.
That's
so
right.
So do stay with us. Don't change the dial. We'll be right back.
It must be true, cause I heard it on the radio. It must be true.
You are listening to your number one station for talk.
99.3 Nigeria Info.
99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.
All right, DJ KY, Spino on the highway. Great music, great jam right here. What's up, Lagos, with the techies?
Right.
I'm loving the spirit. And I hope that you are on the highway, wherever it is you're listening at the moment. This is Nigeria Info 99.3. I am Andrea. All to be techie.
And I'm Collins. Take care. We're good to be here. The time is right for us to bring our main conversation today on Techie Talk.
That's it.
Even though we'd like to hear what's happening in your neighborhood and what's going on, you could send us messages. All right. We'll let that in now. I'm aware that a number of messages have come in and we'll try and take them. For those viewing us live on Facebook, where are your comments? Okay, I could check a number looking at us in the face and say, Collins, Andrea, read us now. I'm like, hey, hold on.
Okay, I think I will take this quickly. Coming from Mackie.
Mm-hmm.
Mackie, I don't know you decided to come with this angle or this.
No, Mackie means what's up in his language. So Mackie Lagos, I think it's for Ben or something.
But his name is not written. That means, I'm sorry.
He didn't take his name. Hey, yeah, unfortunately.
I'm so sorry.
So.
Chuka from Milukpedru says, Chai, Teke, what was your toilet experience after in the night?
Nothing happened.
Eating all that you ate. And he says, this weather gets something for mine, though. Be careful, all of you working from home. In fact, I really wish
you were at home.
I really wish that we were working from home.
Maybe not today, we get younger brother.
Golly! It's not me and you. I'm not ready. I'm not interested. I'm sorry. I'm really sorry. I'm sorry to break and bust your bubbles.
But
that ain't gonna happen.
It does yet, right?
Yeah.
That's right. I mean, that's true. I think one of these days we've been talking about family planning, which is a key conversation. But yeah.
Yeah.
By the way, if you didn't hear what I whispered, I was saying that maybe if I stayed at home, maybe today would have been the day. That son would have a younger one. You know, she's saying she's not ready for
I'm
that.
I'm not ready, please.
Actually, not ready. So
let me get my figure back.
Baby, with this fineness.
With my baby girlism.
Hey.
Please.
All right, I'm down with you, man. I support you for that.
Yeah.
If I had my way, man, I'll just go that route again. So, guys, so we're live on Facebook. I can see, wow stick. More, almost 50 comments already on Facebook. We need to get more. Bring your comments coming in. The good thing is, you know, we are having them come in now. Someone said, no audio. That's a wonderful couple indeed. What audio is you not getting?
Okay, I hope maybe that you can hear us now. I'm sure that Digitream do something about that.
Okay.
Hope you can hear us now.
Or we can hear us on Facebook or no audio about. Okay, yes, softly. Someone said, I love you guys. In fact, all the messages are just messages of love from
we
Prince.
Love
Addison,
you too.
Yeah.
We love you too.
Chicos, the brides from Michael, Mary, Prince again. Oh, my. All of them are saying, I jealous
your move. Oh, it's your body.
Okay, but when I was dancing, I guess.
Yeah.
Collins, I saw them talk, make we reach.
The inner room.
Okay, he's responding to what I said. And to all of, how many of you, and large number of you viewing us from around the world, we say thank you for joining the conversation.
Thank you.
Well, it's our Techie Talk conversation, Techie Talk with the Techers on the Family Talk. No, not Family Talk, sorry. Techie Talk with the Techers.
That's right.
I'm so engrossed with the Family Talk.
I know.
Can't wait for tomorrow. We're on WhatsApp Lagos. And today we promised that we'll be giving you our focus. We are going to look at FinTech as it affects you as a person.
That's right.
So we are pretty much asking a question, you know, what FinTech service or what FinTech services do you use the most? And what has been your experience?
That's right.
Now, before we continue with the questions and also look at user experience, I'd like to do a bit of a background for anyone who's out there listening. It's, I've been hearing this FinTech. What does it mean? All right, so let's see if I can just go a bit back in time and catch up with one or two things. So the FinTech began to flourish generally in the 1990s. That's the 1900s.
Yeah.
The 1990s. Mm-hmm. So it's not new. When the internet and the e-commerce business models arose. And, you know, the following decade we had, in most parts already, you know, some countries already fully digitalized. And, you know, and then also in 2008, the global crisis. You remember the global crisis in 2008? There was this meltdown at that time. Man, every year and every time has its own story.
That's
our time is the pandemic. At that time, it was the meltdown, for those who can just think back a bit and remember, in 2008. So many people lost their jobs, and they could not. They even lost trust in traditional banks because some banks went bankrupt, some banks closed, you know. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so the system was suffering. People needed more to believe in the banking system.
Mm-hmm.
And and that was a global financial crisis in 2008. So they had issues with the banking system, they had issues with security, had issues with transparency. And so because of that, people started shifting their mindsets. And technology of cloud computing made it possible to invent new customized solutions and stranded procedures such as providing access to banking profile, payment, and transfer of money with automatically converted currencies. You know, things like that. It was not easy. Ask people those days to move money was a big deal. So due to regulation and high expectations on customers, so the fintech companies, their goals were to, you know, create services and implementations with long-term potential. So that's just a bit of a background how we came many years ago.
Mm-hmm. That's right. And then we know that during the pandemic, people had to resort to the contactlessness led people to resort to POS, USSDs to make transfers, the e-banking basically.
That's right, you know,
it wasn't most of the time going to the bank to make a transfer or going to the bank to have one-on-one contact with the bankers and what have you. So we could do that on our digital apps. We could do that using the USSD. Basically e-banking, right?
That's right.
Now, it is recorded. I want to give this research, this particular statistics here. It says, as per the new research, this is published by DeVere Group, says the COVID-19 pandemic has caused a massive rise of 72% in the US, in the use of fintech apps in Europe. Even in the United States, the situation is quite similar. Now, according to a report, fintech is now viewed as the new normal by almost 73% of the Americans. Furthermore, 67% have planned to continue using fintech solutions to manage your finances even after the pandemic ends.
And that's a fact. That's a statement of fact.
That's right. That even points to the fact that, fintech is here to stay. So if you're saying, I cannot use this, I don't trust it. It's always not working and what have you. It has come to stay. So the best thing that we can do for ourselves is to learn how these services operate.
That's right. And learn how they operate, and also choose the one that works for you. You know, you can grow. There's something, it's good, it's okay to grow, all right? It's okay to grow with the time and, and learn to trust other solutions. For example, if you are a USSD user and that's serving you for now and you are enjoying it, you might choose to just stick with that if that's your level of understanding. If you want to use the apps, and then you could also upgrade but have more knowledge about how it works. And that's why we have these conversations coming
I remember how Carlos would tell me, it took a while for me to download the app of my bank on my phone. Carlos would say, you are so archaic. And I'm like, I don't trust this thing. I don't know how to use it. Because the truth is, I have actually, not that I have been scammed using this e-banking or what have you, but I've heard cases of how people got scammed and how that you put your PIN. Maybe what traumatized me was the fact that my Facebook account was hacked at the time, you know, and I was just afraid that, hey, how did this person get my email? How did this person get my email account? How did this person get my my password? How did this person get all of these things? So I was scared, and that really affected me. I had to stop using those apps. All I did at the time, or the only fintech service I was using at the time was the USSD, right? Because that one now, nobody can get my my PIN from there.
You won't give out your OTP.
I'm not doing anything. So I just let me just use my USSD.
But finally,
I have downloaded my bank app.
So it's better.
It's quite swift.
Yeah, you might want to ask that. How many fintech companies are there in Nigeria? Now, from the last count, we have over 200. All right, Nigeria is home to over 200 fintech standalone companies. All right, so there's a difference. There are fintech companies that are, powered by traditional banks.
Yeah.
All right, that's this 200 is not in the other services created and owned by other traditional banks, because we need to mention that. Well, plus,
I think you should say that again so people can understand what you actually said.
Okay, so fintech services, all right? I said there are 200, over 200 fintech companies in Nigeria. Over 200 recognized. And that's standalone. These companies, 200 I mentioned, over 200 are standalone companies. That means they are not from conventional banks. So they started on their own to provide a fintech service on their own. That's over 200. Now, if you don't know what that means they've been, because if you go back just a bit, just like 5 years ago, you probably will not count up to 10 or thereabouts.
Yeah.
So that means in the shortest time possible, we've had more people playing that space.
It's on high demand.
More companies coming in.
That's right.
Of course, you all heard what happened in Flutterwave. By the way, we're still celebrating that. You know, and that's just to let you know. This over 200 is, independent of the ones that are owned, a number of other fintech services that are powered by traditional banks. For example, you were talking about your bank app that gives you the ability to, buy things and do other stuff.
Yeah.
Yes. you know, that those are some of the services the banks provide. Mm-hmm. So the 200 I mentioned, does not,
they don't belong. They're not from any traditional bank. They stand on their own, mm-hmm. right, providing these fintech services.
So not only banks provide fintech services, mm-hmm. There are other fintech solutions offered by mobile network operators.
Yes, right.
As part of their product portfolio. Mm-hmm. You say, okay, banks just go, we have a product, we have this product. Mm-hmm. I'm just wishing the banks can come here and help, you know, push their own product. And sometimes I say it to them, they'll sit there. They will go to a place where nobody will hear them. I'm not making mouth. All right. It's unarguably a fact that this is one of the most listened show on the planet right now. In Africa. In Africa. I was gonna say Africa.
College!
No, I'm projecting to the future.
All right,
and Nigeria like Info is unarguably the most listened to radio station in the country. Lagos is the largest radio market in Africa. Mm-hmm. So if Nigeria Info is the most listened to radio station in Lagos, that means by extension, Nigeria Info is the most listened to radio station in Africa.
Okay.
So, I mean, that's not rocket science.
Okay.
So when I say people take advantage of a platform, come here, and I'm not begging you. I'm telling you. See, whoever is telling you, giving your statistics, should come and challenge what we're talking about.
Right.
But anyways, that's it for the fintech. Today, our plan is to find out which fintech service you use and what your experience has been. We want to look at the user experience. We also talk about that as we come right after the break, right here on Techie Talk.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Just stay with us.
Anybody, we know one, Saji, knock on something. In case you don't know what that means, you're listening to us from Southern Africa or listening to us from Cambodia or from South America, wherever it is you're listening to the sounds of our voices this morning. Those words means that anybody, we don't want to accept the fact, the reality, the fact that life is turn by turn, the fact that there are special people in our midst, the fact that all humans are equal, but not all humans are the same, the fact that we all have different roles to play on Earth, the fact that you cannot actually stop the shine of everyone. If you don't want to understand that, man, knock the person something. So that the person wakes up and say,
right.
I need to wake up. That's exactly what that song ministered to me. I enjoyed every beat of it, and it's good to be back live.
That's right. It's good to be back live with the Techies on WhatsApp Lagos. And, of course, there's still Techie Talk ongoing. And we're talking to you, asking you, what is your fintech experience? Mm-hmm. We would love for you to share with us your fintech experience. And we gave you a background as to what fintech is about. And the fact that it's a very large market. The fact that due to the pandemic, a lot of people have resorted to fintech services. And I'm sure for some of you wondering what exactly is it? I think you should still remind some people what fintech is about so that you can truly and really understand that some of these things you do, some of the app you use, some of the payment services that you do, you use, are fintech services.
When last did you order a ride? How did you pay? When last did you use a POS on the market? When last did you use USSD for the banks? When last did you actually, top your e-wallets? You know, you all have e-wallets. Even these days, to pay for your television, you don't necessarily have to go to the bank or queue with a vendor. You could actually do that, using the fintech services that are linked to it. So it's been a part of our lives, not just around the world, but here in Nigeria. And with the recent success of Flutterwave, like we keep talking about that, that tells you how much increase, how much support, how many Nigerians have been, taken out of poverty as a result of the boom in the fintech space.
All right, you could call us up 0700-993-993-993.
That's right.
And the phone lines are buzzing.
Like always.
Hello.
What's up, Lagos?
What's up?
My name is Elijah. I'm calling from Ekoyi.
Hi, Elijah from
Ekoyi. Let's talk.
How you doing?
Yes, I'm a Uber driver. I'm just here to report an urgent case.
Okay, go ahead.
So, actually, I've been trying you guys' number since on Monday. So, I parked my car in my street on Sunday evening by 10:30 p.m. So getting out to start my work on Monday morning, so I couldn't find my car again. They stole the car.
Wow.
What area?
In Yaba, Fadi Yaba.
Wow. I mean, that's very, very sad. Very, very sad.
Oh, my goodness. What have you done? Have you reported to the police? Have you done anything about it?
Yes, I've gone to the police, and the police, they are just acting somehow. I don't really understand what they are doing.
Wow. What police station, please?
Alakara Police Station.
Man. I mean, I was almost wishing... I don't know what to say, but really sad experience. Sorry about that. Just follow up with the police and, you know, you could share with us and let us know.
Do follow up with the police. I think that's the best way to address it. Report to the police first. Uh-huh. Do you have your documents with you? Your plate number?
Yes, I have my documents, my plate number, everything is with me.
But you guys all call yourself Uber drivers. Like, was it an Uber platform you use, or which of the platforms you use? Is it Bolt, Uber?
I use Bolt, yes, Bolt.
So you're not an Uber driver.
You're not an Uber driver, exactly. That's what people get it wrong. Driver. You're a Bolt driver.
So what the Bolt?
Uber.
Okay, no, but...
It is Bolt.
It has to be corrected. Mm-hmm. So what has your company done? What did they say? Bolt, what have they said about this?
Both doesn't have anything to do with my own car. They don't have anything to do with
no my car. Insurance. Do you have an insurance?
Yes, we have insurance, boys, and it's a top party insurance.
Well, thank you so much.
Such a tragic experience. Sorry, but do follow up with police. I think that's the best that he can do.
Yeah,
Since he's got his documents with him.
That's it. So one other thing I want to mention today, which we have been planning to talk about, we just want to ask, please, if you are a Bolt driver or an Uber driver or any of the e-hailing, how is your company treating you? How are they treating you? What has been your experience? Mm-hmm. Because most times the users, the riders, do not understand what some of these drivers, you know, pilots go through, mm-hmm. whatever you want to call, whether chauffeur or drivers or pilot. Mm-hmm. You know, they understand. And please, Nigerians, Lagosians, when they say rider, it's not the driver they call rider. The rider is
who's boarding, the person
who's coming on, all right? Because if you say rider, if you're confused, say rider, is it Okada rider? No, okay. So please, what has been your experience? Please, I'm not giving you opportunity to come here and just shout, but express yourself and shout and say this and that or call names. What has been your experience, positives and negatives, from with your host's company? All right, with your host, since we're talking about fintech, with your host company, let's know what the situation has been like. I've heard a lot of things, and it'd be nice to re-sample your opinion along those lines. Okay. But don't forget, our conversation is still about you. What areas do you think, what the fintech service you use the most? What fintech services do you engage in, all right? What has been your user experience? Mm-hmm. Are there areas you need improvement? You want them to improve?
Yeah.
The opportunity is here for you to share with us. And that's what we're doing on Techie Talk today. And 0700-993-993-993.
Hello? Too bad. Hello?
Hello?
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. What's your name, please?
My name is Rotimi, calling from Meru.
Rotimi, good to have you.
Yes, I'm a driver.
Okay.
I'm a boat driver.
Okay, go ahead.
Yes. So, the way poor people are treating people are not very good.
Yeah, no, it's not like, really good.
What people are treating what people? Not very good. What does that mean?
They complain. I mean, the boat complain himself.
Okay.
You know what I mean? I'm blocked now. I'm at home.
Wow.
Since last week.
Why were you blocked?
I was blocked for a rude conduct. They told me a rude conduct. And I don't have any issue with anybody.
Can you explain what that means? When you say rude conduct, what does that mean? For people who are
that's
listening.
That's what they put on the app.
So maybe somebody reported him.
Maybe you were reported?
I think so. But nobody reported me. I've been very good, you know. I'm a very calm person, so
Have you reached out to them?
I've reached out with them, you know. There's nothing you can say and they will come back with you, you know.
No investigation? They just do it like that?
No investigation at all. They did not even call me to verify, you know.
Mm. All right.
They understand. So they just blocked me.
So for how long were you told you're blocked?
I'll be open tomorrow.
Okay.
All right.
Probably tomorrow. I'll be open tomorrow. So that's what they put on the app.
How many days were you blocked?
Since Monday.
Since on Monday, and today's Wednesday.
Yeah.
That's 3 days.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you for sharing.
Let's know. So I would take that to mean that if those guys are listening, all of you, try. You need to do more. Let me not conclude first. The meaning of blocking is that you can't
do business. That's what I asked. That's why I asked him since when. I mean, he says 3 days. So he's been at home for 3 days doing nothing.
Guys, first of all, these companies should understand that because Nigerians are resorting to using the platform to make ends meet and also meeting their own goals, mm-hmm. because they have goals. Without the mm-hmm. without your drivers, you can't have any company.
Mm-hmm.
Does not mean that they are, I mean, you shouldn't take advantage of that. Let me not even just make comment. Let me just take more calls and find out. So what fintech service do you use? What do you think should be improved on? And what has been your experience generally? And looking at the fintech industry, from the perspective of the businesses, seems they are doing well. But from user experience, because sometimes some of these things when you don't have choice, in most cases, you don't have too many choices, like in different areas, you resort to using the same. And even if you have complaint, you just say, maybe at least it's working.
Mm.
And then there's also this mindset of, because of where we're coming from,
yeah.
You know, before now, you have to go to the bank queue and do all those things before you get things done. And because of that, things are they're a lot more easier now.
Mm-hmm.
And that causes people to just say, well, whatever the case, let's just... But there are areas that must be improved. Yeah. We want to find out your user experience as far as fintech services are concerned and what can be done. What's up, Lagos?
Hello, what's up, Lagos?
What's up? You have a beautiful voice.
Thank you.
All right. What's your name? Who are we talking to?
My name is Rafael. I feel so bad that now that, you know, it's not become What's Up Lagos with the Techies, I haven't had the time to call in. But I always listen, though.
Aww.
Yeah, welcome on board officially.
Thank you. I hope you've been having fun. I hope you've been enjoying yourself with us.
I have been having a lot of fun. You guys are amazing. But, I can't expect less anyway, so yeah.
Thank you so much.
As regards user experience for fintech, I'm not going to lie, 70% they've been good. I haven't entered the bank except for something serious in years because, and yeah, just like you, Andrea, I prefer the USSD. That app is, I don't know.
Shout out to you, man. We are on the same boat. Same WhatsApp boat.
Like this app thing. Well, now that they want to start billing us for the USSD.
Oh my God! Thank God you brought it up.
I use that thing a lot, and now they are going to be charging us seven naira. 7 naira for about 3. That's like 21 naira. 21 naira for 1,000 naira. The money is
longer. It's not. It's not money anymore.
So exactly.
So I might really be considering, you know, getting the app for the bank I am with. The only problem I have is if we are so used to this thing, it has made our life convenient.
That's right.
If you're going to have a downtime, Biko, tell us now. Give us a heads up. Like, you say, in 2 days' time, we're going to have a downtime, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Or, like, there was a time I needed to really pay for something, and I'm trying to pay. And the man, and you know, all these people who don't really understand the whole app thing, the man is just there looking at this and wants to scam me. And I'm just like, I'm not trying to scam you. The bank USSD is just not working. I had to call other people to say, please, can you... And it was, I think maybe that time everybody was just misbehaving at the same time. So I'm like, give us a heads up. Let us know that, this
might not be functioning.
Exactly. Yeah. And if we have to use the USSD for something and, you know, you say, okay, maybe my money was removed and I call you, give me a timeline.
Yes.
Don't just say in 24 hours. 24 hours will now finish. I'll now call again. You now say in 48 hours. If it's 1 week, say, madam, it's going to take 1 week. I'll put my mind on 1 week.
Yeah.
So I think that's where they just maybe communicating more as regards downtime. But apart from that, they've been really, really good.
All right.
Because, it's saved me a lot of having to go to the bank for anything. I haven't entered bank in years, I needed to get like a bank card or something. So, yeah, they've been good.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Appreciate
it. All right. I'm glad that she shared that experience because that's exactly my experience as well. Mm. So we went to the bank. Was it yesterday or the day before? Was yesterday? No, on Monday.
Monday
the day before.
Yeah.
Was the first time in a very long time that I stepped my foot into the bank.
Yeah, it was strange.
I didn't even know how to use
We're looking for forms. So what do we feel?
What
is this?
The withdraw slip. I was just like, I was very confused in the banking hall, you know. But that's actually great. But now that, you know, USSD saying seven naira.
This could be a strategic way to get people to download apps and also.
Yeah. And I really like the fact she mentioned that whenever you're going to have a downtime, for instance, I've been trying to make a transfer since yesterday and it hasn't been going through. We just expect that you will send us an email or send us a text message telling us that for this period or this certain period, you won't be able to use this particular service.
So that I can tell those I want to send money to that CEO, my bank cannot work.
At this point in time.
Because you are making a lot of people to liars. Turned a lot of people to liars.
That's right.
Yeah, I mean, have you ever been embarrassed by a fintech service?
A lot of times.
And by the way, we didn't even mention different aspects of fintech. For example, when last you buy something in the, go to the shop to buy something, maybe clothes, people order these days and pay online.
That's right.
And all that. So maybe we'll take a follow-up on that too. Maybe next week we'll talk about that. But now we want to know what needs to be improved as far as your experience with fintech services are concerned.
All right. Hello. Hi, good morning. What's up, Lagos? We're waiting for that. You say,
the password is What's Up Lagos, sir. No time. What's Up Lagos? Okay, great. That wasn't...
He said,
Hello. 0700-993-993-993 is the number. We have a list of many messages on... Wow, comments.
53 comments.
Whoosh, more comments that we haven't touched at all on Facebook.
So go stream us live on Facebook. If you want to see us live, you can also drop your comments there.
Mm-hmm.
Nigeria Info 99.3. And we're talking fintech experience. We want to know your fintech experience.
That's right, we want to know.
Yeah, phone calls. Coming.
Yes, a lot of calls. Coming in.
Hello.
Hello, Andrea, I'm calling.
Hi, good morning.
What's up, ladies?
What?
Good morning.
Good morning.
We are talking on the using the bank and USSD app. For me personally, I will not pay any money to use those services. Because they don't want it, because there's a lot of issues. Sometimes you transfer money and you think the money, the person have gotten the money. So in some cases, I've even gotten alert. Only maybe later in the day, you will see a total reversal. The money will return back. And it won't go. I know quite some friends are into businesses that have lost a lot of money through this thing. And at the end of the day, the bank is not going to refund you back. Secondly, when these fraudsters take one phone, somebody like me now, and I don't use the bank app, the one they use, like you press some numbers and do transfer. I downloaded the mobile app in my phone. But in I've seen situations like that, when somebody steals the another phone, they still use your phone using the other app, that's the 123 store, and siphon money from your account. And the bank makes this thing look as if it's your fault. They're supposed to be held liable. If I'm not using a particular app, I downloaded your mobile app, and another person gets hold of my phone and uses another means to take money from my account, I should hold you responsible. If you are running such app, you should find a way to protect your consumers. And by now, I will tell you, Collins, there is no protection in the online banking. Honestly speaking, there is none. Especially when you misplace your phone. If you are not fast enough, a friend 2 weeks ago was robbed, her phone taken away. From that moment, the husband sent messages to one of the banks to block the account. Collins, I'm telling you, this thing happened on Saturday. Wow. From that Saturday to Monday morning, this bank was not responding. The other banks where he was able to get through and lock the account. For this very bank, until when the man got to the banking hall on Monday, they were now giving him nonsense excuses. By then, these guys had removed every money in that account.
Whoa.
Wow.
So I don't really know. It's something that I don't know why in Nigeria our things are different.
All right.
If the banks know they will not be held liable,
and presently there is no sort of security on it.
Okay.
So me, I'm off.
All right.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for sharing that experience. You know, somebody also sent a message, and I think this message is in line with what she just said. It says, I would advise people not to fall for banking app download. Use ATM or just the USSD, because my old phone was stolen, of which I had the app on my phone, of which I had even deleted the app, yet my account was hacked and all my money was stolen until today. The bank could not do anything for me, so I just blocked mobile banking app and only use ATM and use USSD.
Right.
So that means there's a problem with using the banking apps. I don't know. She was talking about security and protecting the users, right? Right, that is using the app this time around. It should be security in that regard. So I don't know. Maybe we should have one of them come and tell us how we can protect ourselves using the app.
Okay,
because it's a big problem. We can't have people losing their monies and then the bank is not held accountable for that.
Okay, great. One thing I know for sure, you know, playing in the space and also being at the forefront of some of the biggest cybersecurity campaigns that exists in the land, and also, you know, learning and following, you know, from doing this techie talk for the past couple of years, I've been able to learn a whole lot of things. Is that just like real life criminals, right? They devise different ways.
Yeah.
So every time the bank comes up with a way of defending the customers, the criminals rely on the strongest, yet in most cases the weakest link, which is the human link. For example, your account could be protected from the side of the bank, protected everywhere, but you give out your maybe an OTP, you also not paying attention
using the app. Is it possible?
Are you talking about? I'm talking about any
generally.
Or maybe someone in your house. You just be, it's my phone, I don't check. Your phone is not locked. Someone picks it up, get details. It could run. Anyone that has access to your phone, has access to your information, can use it. That is why we always shout to say, protect your info. Now, one of the hacks that I'll give you right now concerning things is that the account you use regularly, transfer money, and the one that you have, your ASSD, don't make it the account where you keep your your agbemo.
The bulk of your money.
Because, you know, that's it. So by the time your phone is missing, just small change, then inside you realize the account you use to move money from time to time regularly, let that be the account that is linked to your phone. The others, you must have another way, maybe through your email, that you get updates of what's happening in that account. That's how they work. That's what a lot of people do.
I'm not sure, but since I don't really use the app, I was thinking, is there the authentication?
Yeah, two-factor authentication, of course.
On the app?
Yes, now, every account.
Yeah, so I'm saying if that is possible using the app, then I think that's a very good way to protect your app, your banking app.
Two-factor authentication. That means they can't sign in into any of your accounts
without you knowing that somebody has signed in.
Without them notifying, if I have three, there will be three, some will be three. Without them notifying you via email and notifying you via
your phone.
That is why your phone that is linked to your account, when they say account, not just bank account, whether it's social media account and all those ones, that phone is very key, it's very important.
But it's dicey, look at it. Now, the phone that you downloaded your what's it called?
Apple.
That same phone you downloaded your app was stolen, right? And that same phone has the number where they're supposed to send, you was registered with your authentication number, right?
Well, that's your whole company.
I mean, that is your life out there. That means the person would hack it, send the what's it called, it will be sent back to that phone. The person is holding the phone.
Smooth ride.
And the person is already given a go ahead and having all your details. So that is really, really dicey. Should we now encourage people to have two phones and, you know, have their other SIM card on the other phone, the phone that is used? I mean, the smaller phone should be the phone registered with the number, so that people don't get to steal that phone. I'm just like trying to come up with something that will be helpful, you know?
That's right. But most importantly, guard your phone with all diligence, because out of it are the account, the money's in your account.
All right. So, Collins, with the is it testament right now? What testament will we follow? Is it the first or the second? You just gave us a gospel. All right. We have
some messages on Facebook, a lot of them, and the calls are banging, coming in back to back.
Okay.
Oh boy. Ones as a boat driver, my issue is that no valid verification for riders.
Wow.
Yes. Someone can just come with any name without proper verification and can rob you from there. That's a very key point, because most times they blame drivers. These drivers are this. How about the riders? Who rates the riders? And who checks that the riders are human beings and not Amrabas.
We'll come back to that message, but we'll have to go on a short break at the moment. To stay with us, it's still WhatsApp Lagos, Techie Talk specifically, with the techies. Do not change the dial. We'll be right back.